2nd of June at a property on the corner of Broome Street and Princess Road, Mosman Park. The property is located on the north-western corner opposite a vacant lot. The discussion today centres on a brief history relating to the Durack House, which is located at 18 Chester Street, Subiaco, recently purchased by Warren Tucker for $237,500. Warren Tucker presently lives in Whalen Roanshed and Park and will be living in Chester Street towards the end of the year. The lady that will be talking is a Miss Bohr, who was related to James Fitzpatrick, a previous owner of the Durack House, and we understand the ownership of that property in the Fitzpatrick name goes back to 1911. Present are Mr. and Mrs. Jack Dalton, who are friends of Richard and Pauline Diggins, conducting the interview, and Mr. and Mrs. Court, Mrs. Court being the sister of Mr. Jack Dalton. You remember the house as it was, as it is there now?
Oh, yes.
The
I was only little, but I've seen it since. When I came back from the East, it so happened, Daisy went up to Les Moody, I achieved the flat just in Chester Street. I was lucky to get it, but it was right opposite, so it's quite familiar.
You had a flat in Chester Street?
I did.
Do you remember the number of that flat?
No, I don't. I don't remember the names of the people either.
Yes. When would that have been? What year would that have been?
Dear, this beats dates.
It doesn't matter if you can't remember, but I just thought you may have remembered. You came back from the East, you said?
Yes. Must have been around the 60s, I think, that Daisy went up to Les Moody, wasn't it? Yes.
I think it'd be around about when you were there, just guessing, I'd say 24 years.
Yes.
What relationship did you have? James Fitzpatrick owned the house in 1911.
He was the uncle by marriage.
He was your uncle by marriage?
Yes.
Now, who did he marry?
Daisy Flynn.
And Daisy Flynn?
That was his wife, James Fitzpatrick's wife.
Now, what relation was Daisy Flynn to you?
My aunt.
Your aunt?
Yes.
And she lived prior to marrying James Fitzpatrick where?
68 Thomas Street, Perth.
That would be on the
west. Subiaco's this side, West Perth.
It was on the West Perth side.
Yes.
On the West Perth side, number 68.
That's correct.
And that was the family home, was it?
Yes. Tim Flynn, he built it.
Tim Flynn. Is he any relation to the present radio announcer, Tim Flynn?
No relation. No relation. But the Serophimists own that place now.
Mm. Right. And when did that leave the family? When was that sold, that house?
I think you could be quite accurate if you got on to one of the Seroptimists about that.
Right. The Seroptimists actually bought it from your family.
From Flynn.
That's easy to track down.
Yeah.
Right. And where were you?
That's when Daisy went to Subiaco. We had that house.
Now, Daisy is who?
Is Jim Fitzpatrick's wife.
Mrs. Fitzpatrick was Daisy. Daisy Flynn.
Yes.
Right.
Then Mrs. James Fitzpatrick.
She was Mrs. James Fitzpatrick. She was born, do you know where?
West Perth.
She was born in West Perth, at the house?
Yes, I think so.
Right. And she married James Fitzpatrick when? Does anyone know that?
It's written down there,
right.
That's
the wedding photograph.
Daisy Flynn of Brookdale, 68 Thomas Street, West Perth, married James Fitzpatrick of Dairy Creek Station, Carnarvon,
yes,
in 1911.
Oh, fantastic.
Who's that? So that's Daisy and her mother, isn't it, in the garden?
No, her mother and Etty, Mrs. Etty. Parker.
Oh, I see.
Just have a, see that date?
Have a look at that.
Very faintly.
Well, isn't that interesting? Now, how would you come by photographs? These were left in the Fitzpatrick family. How did you come by these
Fitzpatrick family? No, there was only Mrs. Collins. She was the last one left, and I don't know what's happened to her children because she's dead. But that was Jim Fitzpatrick's sister, Collins.
Mrs. Collins was Jim Fitzpatrick's sister. And she lived where?
On a station next door to
the gas coin, it was.
That's right. And there was Merton Fitzpatrick too. Well, both of those people are dead.
Right. Fitzpatrick's had a station, did they?
Oh, yes.
What was the name of their station?
Dairy Creek
was Jim's station. I can't remember which one Merton's was or his sister. They were three separate stations.
Now,
that's right. And they were right up, close up to Gooch's stations.
Now, James Fitzpatrick actually built the house?
I don't think so.
It's interesting because it looks like these people here that came up on this list here, Gordon B. Stronach, but they don't appear until 1915. But there was certainly 1911 Walter D. Cooks, George Cooks, an Easy Walking Boot Company. They may have been the original proprietors, and they may well have built the property. When did the Fitzpatricks leave this property? When did they sell it to the Duracks? Did they live there very long?
Oh yes, quite a time. You see, there was that terrific drought for years upon years, with all the stations up north. And so that Mrs. Fitzpatrick, Daisy, eventually went to live back in the old home.
In West Perth?
Yes.
And did they sort of come down from the north and use this as their townhouse, did they, this property here?
Daisy mainly lived there all the time. She only went occasionally up north because it was so far and barren, and she was more or less the only white person. Another aunt of mine, my father's sister, she went up there for a while to be companion to her. But I don't think they entirely got on.
Right. What was her name? First name. Your father's sister's first name.
Alice. Yes. And she married an older brother of Jim. I think she expected to get a bit of money or slice on it, but she slipped all the way.
Right. Did James Fitzpatrick and Daisy have any children?
No.
No children at all?
No children at all.
Right. Where were you born? In Perth?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
I think I was... my father had taken the corner house on the Subiaco side in Thomas Street.
On the corner of... which street do you know?
Thomas Street and Churchill Avenue.
Thomas Street and I know the house.
Oh, well.
That the big house, the big. That's the one that was just refurbished by Brian Clopper. How long ago was that in the family then? Were you actually born in that house?
I think so. Yes, but Hangerall called me 80 anyhow, That's a lot to remember.
It is a long time to remember, yes. What did your father do?
He was a draper and clothier.
Whereabouts?
Right in Barrack Street. And he finally took on Jim Snee. And Jim, he became, on his own later, he also employed Fred Flynn. And Dad went up north. Here in, I think it was 1903, he went up to Carnarvon and set up business there.
So what was his first name?
Jack.
So there was John Flynn, who married...
No, John Boer.
John Boer married...
Emily Flynn.
Emily Flynn. How many children were there in that family?
There were... Five.
Five children, and their names were?
Alric.
Alric.
Yes. He was the Rhodes Scholar for 13. That's why I'm so definite about this playing billiards in 1911, you see. He was the A boy. Well, then there
Alric
was...
Boer.
Yes.
And he was a Rhodes Scholar. What school did he go to?
Christian Brothers.
Right. Alric, and then there was?
My sister Lavinia.
Yes.
And then there was Queenie. And after 8 years, there was me. And 16 months after that, there was my sister Ina.
Fine. And how many are living now?
Only myself and this one that was Queenie, mother. She's on the way out too.
Yes.
The Narrogin Hospital.
Is she?
Yes.
Did you have any association with Subiaco through the schools, or
no.
You never went to school in Subiaco?
No.
Right. Then
we went to school. You see, when my father left Canaan, my brother had gone to the war, and my mother wasn't quite so good. Dad decided to ship down to Bunbury, and that's where I went to school, and my younger sister. But the other two older ones went to school in Carnarvon.
Right, right. Did you ever remember going shopping in Subiaco?
Oh, yes. We'd go down to see Auntie Ev.
Auntie Ev who?
Stuart. She lived in Churchill Avenue, really, to her death. And her name was Evelyn.
Evelyn Stewart.
Yes.
And where did, what, do you happen to know what...
She was the oldest daughter of the Flints.
Do you happen to know what number house Churchill Avenue she lived in?
I don't remember.
And would it be, was it Churchill Avenue then or...
Yes, it was.
Wasn't Perth Road?
No.
Right, so we can identify that time. Do you remember any of the shops that were in Subiaco? At the time?
Ages against me.
Yes. You wouldn't happen to remember King's Hall, for instance. Do you remember King's Hall? That used to be in Rokeby Road. It's now where Time Wells is.
Yes, we go up that way, but I'm afraid I didn't take notice very much of we'd simply go into that place.
Was the Regal Theatre there then?
Yes.
It was there?
Yes.
So that would have been in the 30s?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But I wasn't here in the 30s.
You went east?
I was in the east.
Yes. What part of the East Coast did you go to? Where were you living in the east?
Melbourne.
What part of Melbourne?
Dear.
We come from Melbourne, actually. That's why I'm interested.
Well, I was in Melbourne itself. And I was also in Hawthorne and Middle Park.
Really?
Yes.
And what did you do when you were working?
I still am a qualified pharmacist.
Really?
Yes, really.
And you were? Did you have a pharmacy in Melbourne?
No. I worked at the Melbourne Hospital. It wasn't even Royal that day.
Right. And that's near on the road to the airport. And Flemington Road is the Royal Melbourne Hospital now. Was it still there then?
No, it wasn't even built then. It was in Melbourne itself.
Really?
Yes. And the Walter and Eliza Horne were there too.
Yes. Well,
they were there during all the Depression days.
Was the Walter and Eliza Hall then what it is now, a cancer clinic?
And more.
And more. What were they, what else were they doing?
Everything. Oh yes, they did a lot more than just cancer.
Yes. That's quite a famous place for cancer treatment now. Whereabouts did you go to school then?
Bunbury.
You went to school at Bunbury, and all your schooling was done in Bunbury?
Well, yes, yes.
Any of the family go to Perth Modern School?
No.
What about the railway station? Do you remember the Subiaco railway station?
Yeah.
Was it where it is now?
As far as I remember, it was.
Right.
I'd like to know some more about the inside of the Durack house.
Can you?
I don't remember that.
You said a billiard room.
Yes, yes. I can remember the big billiard room and watching those fellows play, but that's all.
Who was playing the billiards?
My brother, for one, and the other fellows from the college.
From CBC?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that billiard room is still there, of course. And do you happen to remember the pressed tin ceilings at all in the house?
No.
No. Did the Fitzpatricks entertain very much?
Not very much, only the family.
You don't happen to recall any of the people you may have met at the Fitzpatricks when you were visiting there?
No, I don't, because I was too small, if you can understand.
Yes.
And children in those days were ignored.
Yes.
But, well. I mean, after all, I was only about six, so
yes.
That's that.
That's right. Do you happen to know of any families that lived in Subiaco? Any other families other than the Fitzpatricks?
Oh yes, Auntie Ev.
Auntie Ev, and anyone else other than Auntie Ev?
All your sisters, like the Snigs, they all lived there, didn't they?
No, in Antrim Street.
Oh,
that's they finally finished in the house that we had, on the corner of Dobbin Street.
Yeah.
They left Antrim. That was before Jim died. And that's when they took over that. But no, we didn't visit.
No. And you don't recall any other families that lived in Subiaco at that time?
No.
Did you have any friends in Subiaco?
No, I didn't.
What about you, Jack? Did you have any friends in Subiaco?
In Minor?
Yes.
Yes.
Who were they?
The Nash.
Were they butchers?
No. These were boys
we were
concerned with at the
aerodrome.
Yes.
That was
yes.
Several of the boys from the ranch in the Bob Albrecht was another one. He's still around
there.
Were you? You actually built a plane, didn't you?
Well,
you built a glider, didn't you?
We used to build gliders, yes. That was all that we could
do.
Now, the West Subiaco Aerodrome was located, what, where McGillivray Oval is now?
Something beyond the Oval, which is the sewage works.
Yes.
Which is still there.
Is it on the same side of the sewage works, was it?
It was north of the sewage works.
North of the sewage, but on the same side of Brockway Road?
Yes, yes. The sewage vent that's still there.
Yes.
That would have been about the eastern boundary.
Yes.
And it extended across almost to Perry Lake.
Right. Were you there when Amy Johnson came to Subiaco?
I can't recall it.
Because Mayor Olney actually welcomed her to Subiaco
but I can't remember what year that was. Do you know what year that was? So how many fellows were involved in the Aero Club in those days?
This was the gliding club.
The gliding club.
About 20.
And what was it called? The Subiaco Gliding Club?
West Australian Flying Club.
The West Australian Flying Club.
That's the hangar.
No, he's got in the car. The glider.
What were the gliders made out of, Jack?
Wood.
And what actually covered the wings and the body, the fuselage?
Fabric.
With some glue on it of some sort.
Calico, what they call aircraft dope.
Dope, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. And how did they launch the gliders? With a car?
Towed them with a car.
With this car here?
Yes, I think so.
Looks like a Chevy.
An
old Fiat, was it?
Yes, that's it, a Fiat. They also launched them with catapults and rubber ropes.
And how did they actually, was that sort of, what were they pinned to the ground in some form or other, were they?
They were held back by somebody sitting on the ground with a piece of rope on the tail. There's a ring in the centre of the rubber rope, which is hooked onto a hook on the front of the glider. And then on the end, each end of the rubber rope, there's a length of a manure rope, which is about 6 or 8 fellows on each side, basically stretched in the form of a V. And the fellow on the back held onto it until the rubber rope was stretched to its fullest extent. And then you let it go.
And what speed did they take off at, those gliders? 40 knots?
No, it depended on the speed of the wind. If the wind was strong, they would just go straight off the ground go up and pretty well walk in the place. But there's no wind in the woods, I suppose. That's what they take off the ground, 20 knots.
Right. Was there anyone ever killed? No accidents? Broke a rib. Who was the president of the club then, do you remember?
I think we ever had a president. Oh yes, we did. One stage, Captain Snook, an old flyer.
Captain Snook?
Yeah, Captain Charles. He's a veteran, I think.
What about Interschagen? Was he involved?
No, he wasn't involved in the gliding club. He had retired by then. He built the aerodrome. He had an agency for German tractors, Lands, L-A-N-C, Lands for Belt Tractors. And he employed a pilot, a fellow named Harry Bucket, this is the And the idea was to fly tractor parts, the farms, as they were called, parts, the helmet. And he had a couple of German monoplanes, Klim monoplanes. The farmer acquired a part anywhere and we built it all over. That was the purpose of building the aerodrome. Also, because he had an agency for the aircraft.
Yes. Were there many Clems in Perth at that time, do you know?
I can recall there were two, I can't remember any more. There were also a few other aircraft. He also had a flying, some of the flying teaching club. They had
a Cirrus. Well, Cirrus, of course, is still a very famous glider. They actually still have the Cirrus, and it's now fiberglass, and they're flying them up at, who was it, Narrogin we saw?
Oh, yeah. I think this was the name of the make of the engine in this one.
Was it? And who are the local lads that you remember? Their names were?
Bob Ulbrich and Len Nash.
Bob Ulbrich. What did he do, Jack?
He was a boy then. His first job was a pilot of Melbourne. He's still at large, Bob. Len Nash
Lovely.
There were Galbraiths too, weren't they?
Yeah, but Galbraiths, I don't know where he lived, whether he lived down that area or not.
You weren't living in Subiaco, were you?
No.
Where were you living then, Jack?
Fremantle, originally, and then Coruscant. But we got by in Fremantle. They switched back road and then went out to
Scarborough.
And now went to City Beach. We had a workshop at City Beach before we went to the Subiaco.
Yes, well, you've probably still, in fact, it still is, Jack,
yeah.
That property.
The university gave it to us for a
perfect form.
No electricity, no water.
Make it nice and tasty, wouldn't it?
Yeah. The hangar and the glider for the fire.
Really?
Yeah.
What a pity. And that actually finished the gliding club as it was known? It never ever came back to that at all. So how long did the club last? When was it started? What were the gliders made out of? What was the timber? Do you know?
Oregon
timber. And where did they get the timber from?
The timber, Oregon timber, was sold in the timber.
Right.
We did in other parts of the world, they were built of spruce in Europe. Mm. Spruce was lighter and stronger than Oregon. But Oregon was the next most suitable.
How did you shape the Oregon? Did you steam it?
No. Only to shape it, really. They were covered with fabric. The Oregon was the frame.
Right. So I suppose you could make the templates and form the... I mean, when you were covered...
Right. You made jigs.
Yeah.
And made the ribs and the wings.
Right.
Stewart and his wife.
Bill Stewart was Ev Stewart's son.
Yes. One of them.
How many sons did she have?
Two.
What was
two
the
boys, two girls.
Bill Stewart, and what was the other son's name? Do you remember?
Jack.
Jack.
Photograph.
Jock was really famous. Hmm. Now, what relation McLeod was F. Stewart's what
nephew.
Relation nephew? He was F. Stewart's.
Grandson,
Auntie Ev.
Yes,
yeah,
his wife was
Auntie
Ev's eldest daughter.
McLeod's mum was Auntie Ev's eldest daughter. What was her name, his mum's name?
Auntie Ev.
No, McLeod's mum was Ev Stewart's eldest daughter. What was her daughter's name? Sophie. Sophie McLeod.
Yes.
And she married?
McLeod.
You don't remember his first name?
Not at the moment, but he was up in the goldfields. He died very early in the piece. The other daughter was Linda. He started off in the customs and was Menzies, old cider.
What was his name?
Sir Mortimer McCarthy.
Sir Mortimer McCarthy.
Yes.
McCarthy or McCartney?
McCarthy.
McCarthy.